Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
You're listening to Saturday Night Country across Australia. We are on air, online, on podcast, on the TV, channel 203, on digital radio, on your mobile device. However you're listening to us tonight, you might be in the car, on your way home from a gig, or actually at work tuned in, or in your bed, or out camping by the river, wetting a line. Oh, I'd like to be there with you right now. It's nice to have your company because the house concert is all about celebrating the talents of our fine singer-songwriters, storytellers, and they bring their guitars in, their instruments, and play for us, tell us their stories, and we showcase their body of work, and it's so much fun. I love this part of the show. And house concerts are the rage. They are certainly keeping a lot of musicians in business because it is a way of, crafting out a living without the other venues these days. So we're bringing the music to you, and tonight we are launching Out of the Dark with Phil Davidson, Blue Mountains artist, and then we're going to have a chat after we hear Fearless.
I wish I could step out of this boat and feel my 2 feet float, but my fear always holds me down. I try to look straight at you, but I fall into my fear always drags me down. I wanna be fearless, fearless. Don't wanna run, don't wanna hide anymore. I wanna be hide anymore. I'd love to climb up this rope and hang out over the world below, but my feet won't let me leave the floor. I wish I could take a leap of faith and shake these chains away, but I'm scared I'm gonna lose control. I wanna be fearless, fearless. Don't wanna run, don't wanna hide anymore. I wanna be fearless, fearless. Don't wanna run, don't wanna hide anymore. Oh, when all this fear washes over me, oh, help me to see. Oh, when all this fear washes over me,
Saturday Night Country. That is Fearless from Phil Davidson, and I'm so happy to say he joins us tonight to launch officially Out of the Dark, the brand new album, the bucket list recording, he calls it. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Felice. How are you going?
I'm very well. We're going to unpack that that meaning or
sure.
Why you're calling it the bucket list had to go to Nashville. I just think you were looking for a reason to run away from the family for a bit and go and hang out with your mate Sam Hawksley in Nashville.
Yeah, well, you know, as we unpack the full story, you realise it's not the case, no. But yeah, it could have been. Yeah,
I know. I do know the full story. And Phil, firstly, it is a beautiful album.
Thank you.
Huge congratulations.
Thank you.
It's full of all the good stuff. It made me cry. It made me smile. It made me want to get up and dance when I hear, you know, reflecting about Mavis Staples and Angelique Kidjo. I mean, just the idea that I was in the car with you listening to that moment, I can just envisage you doing all of these things that you sing about on this new album. So how long did it take to get this collection of tunes together?
It's really interesting, actually. Some of the songs had been around for a long time. I'd probably had one of the songs, I think, was probably about 6-7 years old, perhaps. Some of them I had literally a title and maybe a first verse or a chorus. And I arrived in Nashville with probably 30 songs, half of them in that state, you know, on crumpled bits of paper in my suitcase. That was kind of how it started. So
did that seem a bit, I mean, for me, I would have felt a bit scrambled with that concept. But how did Sam go with that when you unpacked your suitcase and kind of went, here it is, laid it all out there in the chaos that you kind of had it in?
It was interesting for him. I think he was pleased that I had at least something, you know, because I could have turned up with nothing. Being my bucket list record, I wanted to do something, but I wasn't even sure what I was going to do. And some of the songs evolved as we got into the process of doing it. But as I said, I had some others from previous times. And it's interesting, when you write a song, sometimes they just don't fit to where you are. And it wasn't until I got to Nashville, and Sam actually pointed out a couple of things to me. He said, I played him the song. He said, actually, that song, you know, that's you now. And I went, wow, that's interesting, because I wrote that
some time ago.
Yeah.
It is, I don't know, there's this magic mystique that goes along with songwriting and how sometimes you wrote it about a certain thing and then yet 10 years later it can mean something quite different, can't it? Because your life has taken quite the journey, Phil Davidson, and last time we caught up face to face, it was a different Phil, and since then you've gone through some big hurdles. The big thing being that horrible C word. You've hit cancer on the head, my friend.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, that took me quite by surprise. You know, it was something that I thought I was going to, as strong as an ox, and I was going to last forever. But
well, you are.
I am. Well, yeah. but yeah, cancer is a great leveler, and it refocuses, you know, what life's about, and changes a lot of things, and you have to readjust and think about things a little more deeply probably than you had before. So this record dives into a lot of that. I'm trying to kind of unpack what I was going through at the time. I'd only just recently been through the cancer and was still struggling with a few things, and here I was in Nashville doing a record, totally underprepared, you know.
But it must have been healing for you though, and also warming being there with a life pal. Sam Hawksley has been a friend of yours for, I don't know, how many years now with Sam? Must be 20-odd years.
Probably 20-odd years, yeah. In fact, I met Sam when I was, Sam was a kid, and he came to one of my gigs. I think I was at playing, it's somewhere near the beach, up near Foster perhaps, and Sam came up and bought a cassette. That's how long ago it was.
That's how old you are.
And Sam says to me, he still has that cassette somewhere, you know, it's called Something Special, so... It was amazing. And Sam was fabulous with me. What I didn't realise when I got to Nashville, and I didn't realise until I was actually back in Australia, was I actually had some PTSD that was going on as well, that the whole cancer journey leads you down. It's something they don't often talk about. And I couldn't work out why in Nashville I just didn't feel right. You know, I felt a little bit... a little bit removed, a little bit just kind of vague. You know, I felt really, really quite strange. A bit unlike me. I am vague, but this was even more so. And going through this stuff with Sam was great because he's a great fella and a great friend, as you say, and he nurtured me through a lot of that, and he supported me through it, which was fantastic. It was just a great place to be, you know, with somebody like that when I was going through all that sort of stuff. And we hobbled together a whole bunch of songs, and I had to dig deep a few days, and I didn't want to go there with a few of them. I wanted to just avoid the topic, but they needed to be written about and they needed to be spoken about, and so I got in and did it. And yeah, still to this day, when I listen to the album, I just go, wow, how did I get that out, you know? How do I even sing it, you know?
Well, we're going to get you singing, actually, today, and maybe that puts me straight right there. We might as well jump in boots and all, don't you think, Phil Davidson?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because you were in Nashville, and I'm assuming you bought yourself a pair of cowboy boots while you were there. Don't disappoint me, Phil. Did you?
I didn't, but if I had had you with me, I would have. Yes. I would have for sure. Something really leery and cool, you know? But
we could have sorted that out. That's all right. There's always next time when you're back.
I did buy a guitar.
Of course you did. Sorry, of course. I'm talking to a guitar player, not a boot buyer. All right, Phil Davidson, the album is Out of the Dark, and they say that your voice is like chocolate. And of course, I love chocolate. Yeah. I'm a dark chocolate lover. Do you feel funny when people refer to your voice being like chocolate?
Yeah, I do. It's been mentioned a few times. There was a series of gigs I was doing for a while, a few festivals, and that became the known way of describing how I sung. And I just found it bizarre because I don't think it sounds anything like chocolate. What does chocolate sound like? You know?
Don't know. We're about to hear it.
Yes. Smooth and creamy.
Yeah, smooth and creamy. Delicious in all the right ways. So, Phil Davidson, we love hearing the stories about the tunes, and I'd like to find out what you're going to play for us first and then where this song came from.
Oh, I'm going to play a song called Out of the Dark. And this song was one of those ones that just started as a title. I'd written half of it before I got to Nashville. And we just couldn't come up with a second verse for this, and I kept putting it off. And literally on the day before we started the recordings, I finished the lyric, and I dived back into that that place I'd been. And it was, for me, it was me being in Nashville was, I felt like things were starting to change. Things were different. You know, I'd done something I'd always wanted to do. Here I was in Nashville. I've got these songs, I've been on this journey, but I think now maybe it's time to start moving forward, and that's where Out of the Dark came from.
This is Phil Davidson for The House Concert, and this is the title track.
1, 2, 3. I didn't know that the road that I was traveling on was so dark and so long. And in the absence of light I was stumbling on, I lost the melody of my song. Oh, lead me to a place of surrender, to a place where the healing can start. I'm getting ready to move, I'm ready to run, 'cause I'm coming out of the dark. You see, I've been walking in the wilderness, and I've been praying for deliverance. Trying to let go of the driving wheel, hoping to see what you like. Lead me to a place of surrender, to a place where the healing can start. I'm getting ready to move, I'm ready to run, 'cause I'm coming out of the dark. Yeah, lead me to a place of surrender, to a place where the healing can start. I'm getting ready to move, I'm ready to run, 'cause I'm coming out of the dark. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I didn't know that the road that I was traveling on was so dark and so long. And in the absence of light I was stumbling on, I lost the melody of my song. Oh, lead me to a place of surrender, to a place where the healing can start. I'm getting ready to move, I'm ready to run, 'cause I'm coming out of the dark. Yeah, you lead me to a place of surrender, to a place where the healing can start. I'm getting ready to move, I'm ready to run, 'cause I'm coming out. Yeah, I'm coming out of the dark. I'm coming out of the dark. I'm coming out of the dark.
Saturday Night Country, that is the chocolate sound of Phil Davidson with Out of the Dark. Yes, smooth and creamy indeed, Phil Davidson, and it's just beautiful hearing you with your acoustic guitar. And I mean, we go way back to those days when we were playing at Charlotte's Pass, doing those all-night gigs with Sam Hawksley, and the three of us there would be playing our tunes and people would be up dancing and having a great old time. And we'd ski all day and you blokes were trying to teach me how to ski properly.
Yes. That was great fun, wasn't it? That was we really forged a great friendship, I think, the three of us.
We did.
From that time. It was hard yakka, you know. The gigs that night were long, weren't they? And wild, absolutely wild, crazy.
I wonder if anyone remembers us from those days.
Yes.
Or maybe not. I do recall, though, a lot of fun we had on the slopes. I don't know what I enjoyed more, the skiing through the day or staying up late playing tunes all night. But, Phil, we're talking about this beautiful album, Out of the Dark. Has this been a healing album for you then, now sitting at this end with it finished and here it is in my hand? It's the actual hard copy. What does it feel like now? Has it been cathartic?
Oh, definitely been cathartic, yeah, because I've had to address some of those things that, sometimes you don't want to go there, as I said before. You know, you want to avoid and move on and whatever, but cancer brings a legacy, and whether you like it or not, there are things that will shape how you go forward and things that you'll remember. And so, yeah, it was cathartic because I was able to kind of start putting those onto paper, pen and paper, and try to make some sense of some of the things, you know, as I was heading forward. But you know what? The funny thing is about this record is that when I play this record to people, when I go and do gigs and I talk about this stuff, I have a line that goes out the back of the room of people, first of all, wanting to come up and give me a hug, which is really lovely, but also people wanting to tell me their story and tell me or about their partner's story or whatever, you know, about their journey with cancer and stuff. And that has been awesome. And I think it's been cathartic, not just for me, but for other people, you know. And that's what you want for your music, you know. You want people to engage with it and you want it to resonate and affect them in some way. And it's been amazing. That's been the thing. That's been truly surprising for me. I thought it was just for me, this record, you know, when I did it. But no, that's way more than that.
And you can't be prepped for that sort of thing.
No, you can't. No. It just happens.
We are catching up with Phil Davidson. Out of the Dark is the new album. He hails from the Blue Mountains. And, of course, he's had a number of albums over the years. But I feel like this is the one that is, I don't know, full of all of this this weight that has existed for you and your journey and this love that you have to share and reflecting on your beautiful family and you as a human being and a friend and all of this life matters, you know, and getting it back to the core about what truly does matter. And Bruce Elder said that this should sell millions of copies, and it deserves to. So that's a pretty nice little rap to receive in a review, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. A couple of hundred thousand I'd be happy with, but, you know,
yeah.
Millions?
Let's go for it. Let's go with that.
Let's
get together. We've got lined up to play next. So tell us about this. And I hear Jackson Brown, Bonnie Raitt and all of those and James Taylor influences in this. Would I be right in thinking that perhaps there's a bit of that?
Oh, totally. One of the great things that happened when I was in Nashville was I got to go and meet Dan Dugmore. And Dan Dugmore, for those that haven't heard of him, is the pedal steel player for Linda Ronstadt, you know, and he did pretty much every record that she did in her heyday. Toured the world with her multiple times. Also ended up playing with James Taylor on quite a few of his albums as well. And I got to sit in the studio, in his studio, and walk around the room just reading all the gold records and platinum records, just going, how did I get here? This is bizarre. This is Dan Dugmore. He's a sensational pedal steel player. And, yeah, so he played on a few of these tracks, and it was just amazing, just amazing.
Well, let's get together. Where were you when you wrote this one?
I was back in Sydney, actually, when I wrote this one. This was one I had prior to going to Nashville. I actually wrote this song for Mavis Staples, believe it or not.
There's a lot of Mavis influence.
There is. There are three nods to Mavis on my record. And I didn't. It's quite bizarre. And there's a funny story, too. I'll tell you about Mavis in a minute. I had this song and I just thought, you know, I'm going to sing a gospel song and try and pitch it towards Maples. Maple syrup to Mavis Staples and see if it's something that she'd be interested in. But, you know, I'm just a mere songwriter in Australia. I don't know how you get through those nets to get songs to people like that. But that was fun. And the wonderful Bonnie Bishop sings on that too. And Bonnie Bishop's
amazing.
Amazing singer. I'm just a massive fan of Bonnie Bishop. That's incredible to have her sing on it. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Let's get together. Saturday Night Country. This is Phil Davidson.
Everybody. Clap your hands, open up your heart to a brand new plan. Yeah, everybody, make some noise, stand up and lift your voice. Your voice. Yeah,
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
Phil Davidson is with us in the studio tonight for the house concert and the official launch of Out of the Dark. He recorded it in Nashville with his pal Sam Hawksley, the Aussie expat. I think we've lost him to the States for good.
I think so, yeah.
Phil, that song, as you said, you tried to write a gospel song. Faith is an important part of your life. And do you think after going through the radical surgery and your cancer journey that it brought you even closer with your faith?
Yeah, I would 100% say that. One of the things that I really learned was that, I've been a church girl all my life. I went to Sunday school when I was a kid and whatever, grew up in a Christian home and all that sort of stuff. But when you're faced with a situation where there is nothing you can do, absolutely nothing you can do, and having cancer is one of those things where you just cannot see, any future beyond that when you get that diagnosis. What it did was it forced me to relook at the stuff that I'd learnt as I grew up, you know, all those little things that I'd learnt about what faith means and who God is and all that sort of stuff. And, and I just had to really press into those things in a way that I'd never actually pressed into them before. And it cut away a lot of the crap too, you know, in what I believe and simplified it down a lot. But, I think I'm a much different, much better person now than I was before I went through this.
I feel like I should have the family and the three kids, your darling wife and the kids in here to ask that as well, because the journey is not done alone. No. Everyone is part of it. So how did they all go? And no doubt confronted with dad being here and the possibility of dad maybe not being here. So how is that for all of them?
Oh, yeah, that's the hardest thing. That is that for me, and I think that was the thing I probably feared most out of all of this journey was the fact that I was going to have to, you know, in some way let them go or let them down, you know. And that's a kind of an unreal thing to think. But, telling your kids when you have cancer is probably the hardest thing. Oh, gosh, it was just dreadful. My kids are all different. My middle daughter, Georgia, has Down syndrome. So she processed, her processing is much slower than everyone else. So she still to this day, every morning comes, gives me a big hug, looks me straight in the eye, says, "Dad, I love you. And how are you?" Every day of the week, and it's just awesome. Whereas my other kids processed kind of more silently, you know. But
how old are they all now?
Oh, they're all adults now. Yeah, they're all adults. My eldest is 25. My youngest is about to turn 21. So, And my wife, of course, I should mention her. She had to carry a lot of this stuff that I went through, and that was really tough for her too. She's an amazing lady, and she was just a tower of strength all the way through.
And no doubt, though, they're very proud of you as well, Phil, because you've been remarkable through all of this. And as a friend of yours for a number of years now, to see how you've carried yourself, it's we're so proud of you for what you've been able to do, and to be able to make this journey, go to Nashville, say, yes, I'm going to do it. Mm. Yes, it's going to happen. And here we are celebrating this album, celebrating as well good news that you received on your 12-month checkup.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's good. So live for another day.
We've all got to do that. It's every day we take it as it comes. All right, Phil, as I look down here, before I get you to play another song, we might head to Things I Didn't Say. Tell me about this one.
Ah, well, okay. This is an interesting one. I co-wrote this with Sam and a gentleman by the name of Fred Willem. Now, Fred is a great writer in Nashville. He's written a lot of hits for people like Rascal Flatts and Faith Hill and other people. And we called him in one day because we had this song that was kind of half finished and had an idea of where we wanted to go and said, look, let's get Fred in and we'll see if we can just tighten this up a little bit. So Fred came in and he said, I told him my story and he sat there with tears in his eyes as I related it to him. And he said, as I hear your story, he said, I can't help thinking, what would you, if you knew that your life was short, what would you do? Like, how would that affect the rest of your life? And then he went on to say, he said, how would it affect how you related to your family and the people that you love? And I went, well, gosh, I don't know. I said, I'd tell them I love them and I'd try and instill something in my kids, things to live by, So what we did was we started writing a list of the things that you would tell your kids, and your family, people that you loved. about what's important in life, you know. And so the songs kind of has this list of things that you do, you know. Just be careful when you cross the traffic, you know. If you see a mountain, climb it, you know, all that sort of stuff. But then it gets to the chorus and it says, but always remember I love you. It's the one thing that that won't go away. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. I can't even remember what the words are, but it's something about making a list anyway. It'll come to me in a minute. You know, of the things that I didn't say. And it's really, you know, of all these things, the most important thing is that I love you and that I care for you. Yeah.
Oh, it's happened again. Where's my tissues? Saturday Night Country. We better hear this beautiful song, Things I Didn't Say. I think it might be my favourite on the album, cool. I have to say. Yeah. This is brand new from Phil Davidson. Turn your radio up.
Everybody is deserving of kindness. If you can't move the mountain, then climb it. You're never too busy for the time it takes to call someone you love. Look both ways before you cross traffic. Bad choices can lead to bad habits. Life won't go the way that you planned it, but on your worst day, look up and always remember I love you. It's the one thing that won't go away. I'm telling
of Phil Davidson, Saturday Night Country, Things I Didn't Say. And it just makes me want to hug my kids more, mum and dad, my friends. Come over here, I'll give you a big hug there, Phil. It is the power of beautiful writing and the musicianship. Sam has done a mighty job producing this album, and I think because he's known you so well, there was none of that getting to know your producer and feeling comfortable. It was already a given with you too.
Yeah, yeah. 100% trust. I just knew that Sam was the guy, and he just invested so much to help me do it. You know, it just went way above and beyond, and I don't think I'll ever be able to thank him enough for that.
I think it works both ways, though, Phil. I think you also have given Sam this other gift in what you've provided with your songs and your story and your courage. So it works hand in hand, and you know that too, yeah, though, Phil.
I hope so.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm happy here tonight, Saturday Night Country. We're going to get another song out of the wonderful Phil Davidson, but I just want to play Fort Worth, Texas first, and then we're going to get that guitar back in your hand. Mavis Staples, she's the lady of inspiration. When did you fall in love with Mavis?
I probably 20 years ago, I reckon. Someone gave me a disc. They said, "You're into gospel music?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Here, have this disc of stuff." It didn't even have a title. I think it was someone burnt it for me. And there was two tracks on this disc that leapt out. It was just a collection of all these standard gospel stuff, you know. And there were two that really stood out. And I did a bit of homework and I found this record online. I looked at the credits on it and I saw that the two songs that really kind of hit my heart were by a band called the Staple Singers, Pop Staples and his family. And there was something about the way Pop sung that just absolutely got me in the heart. But there's also something about the way that he played guitar. He had this really this great low-tuned tremolo guitar, you know. And I just went, man, that is this. And it was virtually unaccompanied except for some rhythm clapping by the girls in the band. And then, you know, I looked forward a bit more and I found this lady, Mavis Staples, and realised that she was the daughter of Pop Staples and one of the Staple Singers, and then just fell in love with Mavis Staples. She's just an amazing lady. And, you know, one of the things I love about her is she's been true to what she sings and what she believes all the way through her career. You know, she's had downs and times where, you know, nothing's worked for her, but she's still, at the age of 80, 81 years old, still doing what she does. And working probably harder than anybody I've ever met, you know, even at that age touring the world. And just still singing the same stuff that she sung when she was, you know, a young lady, but with heart and with resonance, you know. So.
And that speaks to you big time. And I can see the joy in your face when you're reflecting about it too, Phil. So Fort Worth, Texas, were you in the States when you wrote it?
No, it's got actually another story to it. There's Bonnie Bishop, who we mentioned earlier on, had sent me this text. Now, I've never met Bonnie Bishop. I just know her through Sam, and I'd heard her things. And through the network somehow, Bonnie heard that I was sick. And she sent me this lovely text. You know, this is someone who doesn't even know me. She said, "Look, I just want you to know, I hope you're okay, but I just want you to know that we're praying for you in Fort Worth, Texas." And I got off the Facebook, and I just went, wow, that's amazing. I don't even know this lady, yet she says she's praying for me in Fort Worth, Texas. Oh, that's amazing! Like for people all over the world to be doing that. And I had these, you know, texts from people all over the world when I was sick. I just went, "Wow, that's amazing!" And I thought, "I'm going to write about that." So I wrote a song that day, and I called it "Fort Worth, Texas." And it was actually a return thank you to Bonnie Bishop for saying, you know, and but I also, as you said, I mentioned Mavis Staples in it as well because Bonnie is a great gospel singer as well, soul singer, but great gospel singer as well, and. Yeah, I love her to death. She's awesome.
I'm sure Bonnie was quite overwhelmed when she heard that you wrote this song for her.
I hope so. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did say, "Yeah, thanks so much," you know, but I don't know whether it's hard to read between the lines.
Oh, I'm sure she
was. She's
sure
a great girl.
Was.
She's a great girl.
Well, let's hear it. This is from the new album, Out of the Dark. This is Fort Worth, Texas with Phil Davidson.
and she's praying in Fort Worth, Texas. She's praying I will be alright. She lifts me up in Fort Worth, Texas. She's praying I will be alright. When they're praying in Fort Worth, Texas, I know I'm gonna be alright.
Night Country. I'm Felicity Urquhart and I'm joined by the man we just heard there, Phil Davidson. Fort Worth, Texas is from the new album Out of the Dark. He hails from the Blue Mountains and about to head to the Blue Mountains Festival. It's the music festival. If you love roots, blues, folk, singer-songwriters, well, you need to be there, the 13th, 14th, 15th. And a bit later we might talk with the boss, the festival director, Bob Charter. What is it like having a festival on your doorstep that is so amazing?
It's awesome. It's awesome. They work really hard to make that thing work, and it's just fantastic. Yeah, to, for Sydney siders to be able to get to a festival quickly and easily, what's an hour and a half on a train from Sydney? Yeah, it's great. And, it, you know, Katoomba is just the best location for any festival or anything.
You have a couch, just, don't you?
I have a couch. I do. I have several
couches. Is it
couches.
Already taken? Oh, so I could bring everybody. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. We can make a pitch a tent.
I wish I could be in two places at once. But, Phil, it's nice to get a Guernsey there. Do you get much of a chance, though, to go out and see some of the faves that are appearing at the festival this year?
Yeah, well, I've got two sets. So, you know, once my hour sets are over,
you're out.
I'm out. I'm able to do whatever I like, and I can be there all 3 days. So,
have you got some favourites to go and check out?
Yeah, Will Kimbrough.
Oh.
I'll go and see him. I actually saw him in Nashville when I was there. I'd never heard of him. Oh, and Sam nice. Took me out to see him at Grimey's record store.
He's so great.
He was great. So I'll catch up with him. You know, Casey Chambers is going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
I know. This one's... You know, we've got that. Well, we've got to look after the locals, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. Yeah.
And people can grab a copy, a signed copy of Out of the Dark, which we are showcasing. But I want to put you back to work. So can you grab your guitar again and play me another tune? And what would it be?
Oh, I'm going to do a song called Carry You, which is a song I had written before I got to Nashville. And it was one of those songs that just didn't fit anywhere. So I shelved it for quite a few years. And then Sam said, you know what? He said, that song... That song's you. That song's you now. So we did Carry You.
This is Phil Davidson, Saturday Night Country.
When the world that you know is turning and north no longer true, through the valley of the darkened shadows, I will carry you. I will carry you. When the cold wind just blows you sideways and chills you to the bone, or the water wide you can't cross over, I will carry you.
is fading fast. You can lay your trouble on me till the storm has passed. Oh, when the dark clouds are in the distance, just covering the blue, when the bad news just leaves you broken, I will carry you, I will carry you, I will carry you, I will carry you.
Oh, the magic of Phil Davidson in the studio. I am very lucky to have him right here. But, of course, you can hear the magic. It's just beautiful, an acoustic guitar and that voice. It's you can always hear that Celtic influence in what you do, I feel, Phil.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
I feel, Phil. Yeah. You've got to watch how you say that. Yeah, I feel, Phil.
You do. Look, it's funny. Well, I'm Irish, so, you know, it's I was born in Northern Ireland. I'm from Belfast originally, so... Yeah.
There's no getting it out of the
system.
There's
no getting it. No, I just can't. I just can't. And I love that. I love the sense of melodic phrasing that Celtic music has, you know. And it's funny, my family weren't into Irish music at all.
Really?
Yeah, because we were British. We're kind of Protestant stock living in Northern Ireland. So we were kind of more affiliated with the UK, with England than Ireland. And it wasn't until I went back as a young man that I went, actually, there's something about this music that I really love, and I've never been able to get out of my system
since. Well, it's in the DNA then, isn't
it? It is, I think so, yeah.
How old were you when you came out to Australia?
I was 10. I landed in Australia when I was 10, yeah.
Oh, goodness. It is marvellous, and folks might remember that it was Richard Glover through Belfast Boy that really gave you that prominence around ABC and gave your career a nice good old kick along, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a few years back now.
Yeah, look, I thank Richard Glover every time I play because he's the reason I still have a gig. I didn't have a gig when I first went on his show.
You were teaching at the time.
I was teaching, yeah, a school teacher, yeah.
Do you ever miss those days?
No.
Take a minute to think about that.
Do you know, actually I do. I miss working with kids. I actually genuinely love working with kids. It's great. And seeing that, and particularly as a music teacher, seeing those lights come on, you know, I had a lot of trouble kids that have gone on to become music teachers themselves and musicians themselves and made a career out of music. And, you know, to have been a part of that is fantastic. I love being able to see that, but I don't miss the other stuff that comes with teaching.
It's just really hit me like a lightning bolt, Phil. Do you ever workshops with children with songwriting and performance and guitar playing?
I actually do teach guitar at a school, so I'm back doing that. I just do that one day a week. I also had a little show called The Fab 2, which I took around to high schools to unpack the songs of Lennon and McCartney and just say, look, these are the guys that really redefined how we look at modern music. And that was awesome. So I was doing that for a little while, and it's open for bookings if anyone wants to.
Well, I've got some ideas already as we're speaking, so look out, Phil Davidson. I might have you your dance card busier than you want to
be.
Awesome. We are going to head out with another tune from the album, and I always run out of time, but Phil, it has been so lovely and extra special for me. And we're going to go out with If I Didn't Have To. So give me the story for this one.
If I didn't have something, a rock, to put my hope and my faith in. You know, I could be any one of these things that are in this song, you know. Hate would run through my veins and, you know, hate and anger would reign and all those things.
Must have been some of that went, why me?
Absolutely. Oh, totally. I still, to this day, do it. But, you know, there are things that I guess that's part of being human. We'll never understand fully what those things are. But like I said earlier on, you know, I think I've grown so much and I wouldn't want to ever have to go through it again. But I think the journey that I've been on has shaped me into a better person than I was. So that's the way I'm looking at it.
Mm. Yeah. You're an amazing man. Phil Davidson, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
My grin is hurting, okay? if I didn't have you, Phil Davidson, folks, if you enjoyed it, please jump online and let him know and get along to see him at the Blue Mountains Folk Festival, 13, 14, 15. Catch up with Phil and tell him you heard him here on Saturday Night Country. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
If I didn't have you, be a lonely old man in a darkened room. If I didn't have you, be an empty song without a tune. If I didn't have you, if I didn't have you, if I didn't have you, love in these narrow veins. If I didn't have you, hate would rule and anger reign. If I didn't have you, if I didn't have you, without your love, out of nothing at all, these bridges I walk would surely fall. If I didn't, if I didn't have you,
and that's Phil Davidson, and it's officially launched here tonight, Out of the Dark, the new album. He'll have copies next weekend at the Blue Mountains Music Festival.
Yay!
This is Saturday Night Country.
I'm actually a line dancer, so I sing and dance in the car while I'm driving. My feet move, my arms move, and I have a ball.
With Felicity Urquhart on ABC Local Radio.
It's true. It's true music.